Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Discover. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. That means no waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Get a quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Kai Ryssdal.
Time now for a little Freakonomics Radio. It's that moment every couple of weeks we talk to the co-authors of the book and the blog of the same name. It is The Hidden Side of Everything, of course. And today, it is the brains, if you will, of the operation. Stephen Levitt, professor of economics at the University of Chicago. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, thanks, Kai. Great to be here.
So listen, usually when we have you on and Dubner's out doing whatever it is that he does, it's because you have some new research you want to share, some big project you're working on. But yet this time, it's different.
It is. Now we're trying to get you in on the ground floor. And here's the question we're thinking about.
All right.
Periodically, everyone faces really difficult, important questions in life. Should you move to a new city or quit smoking or maybe what college to attend or, yeah. I don't know, should I get a tattoo? Okay. And there are pros and cons
to any of those. Do you have a tattoo? You don't have a tattoo, do you?
Yeah, I have no tattoos.
All right, just checking. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm not a big believer in tattoos.
Pros and cons.
There are pros and cons to any of those choices. And what you know is that your life will be different if you take, you know, if you move to a new city, but you don't know if it'll be better or worse. And often people get tied up in knots and essentially become paralyzed. They can't make those big decisions. And our new project is all about helping people to make those big decisions.
All right. How are you going to do it? Help me out.
We have a website, freakonomicsexperiments.com.
All right.
And if you are having a tough time with a big decision, we want you to come there, and we're going to help you in two ways. First, we're going to give you some a questionnaire and hopefully ask you some questions which will help you to think differently about that problem and might help break that gridlock that you're having in trying to decide. But if all else fails, what we are going to do is provide you an enormous service, which is we are going to flip a coin for you. And if it comes up heads, we're going to tell you to make the change. And if it comes up tails, we're going to say, keep on doing what you're doing.
And that's economics right there. You just flip a coin and you're all set.
It's a new breed of economics.
What does this tell us, though? What will be added to the field of economic knowledge of how we make decisions to begin with, right? Because I assume there's some higher purpose here.
Well, there certainly is. You know where the Freakonomics dies. So we're not just trying to help people. We're trying to get something for ourselves as well. We know a lot, the psychologists and the economists, about how people make little decisions and how easily influenced people are in the lab if you try to trick them into doing what you want. But we know almost nothing about these big decisions because you can never really get inside the heads of people on big decisions. And we're going to learn, does life turn out better for the people who make the change or turn out worse for the people who make the change? And we want to use that information to really help people in the future make wise choices on these many dimensions.
All right. Well, so two things. One is your Nobel Prize is in the mail. But number two is what you're doing here.
This is going to cost me my Nobel Prize. Look, if I ever was going to win Nobel Prize, this is the end of it. So that's how much I care about the answer to these questions. I'm willing to risk my entire academic reputation to find out the answer on this website.
But what you're doing here is you're turning people's lives into experiments, right? I mean, you know.
I would look at it very differently. I would say, people have to make decisions, okay? And they're essentially indifferent from one path to another. They don't know what to do. Why not make yourself part of the Freakonomics research team. Okay, not only will we help you answer your decision, so we'll get you out of that jam, but now you actually have an inspiration, right? You have a reason to follow through on the decision because you're part of the team. The team relies on you for science to make this work. So I don't know. I think that once you're at the point where you just don't know what to do and you're essentially tossing a coin anyway, why not actually toss the coin and make the world a better place in the future?
Stephen Levitt from the University of Chicago, freakonomicsexperiments.com is the new website. See ya.
Oh, thank you, Kai. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Stephen Dubner. In next week's episode, Levitt and I go much more in-depth about the new Freakonomics experiment project you just heard about.
Yeah, I think I'm more excited for this podcast than for any of the 100-plus that we've ever done.
Which isn't saying much. You've never been very excited, have you?
I know. This time, I'm really excited.
That's next time on Freakonomics Radio.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.